Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We are joined on the line now by Michael Desiderio. He is Executive Director of the Executive MBA Council. It's a nonprofit organization of universities and college that offer EMBA programs. Michael, this is the time of year when we talk about these EMBA programs, or EMBA. And again, just kind of remind people what these things are.
You bet. Great question there, Randy. Great place to start. So when people hear the words, or the letters, I guess, MBA, they think of the traditional full-time MBA program that, quite frankly, is targeted for a younger demographic, someone maybe in their mid-20s. Executive MBA programs, while they are an MBA program, so you're going to learn finance, accounting, all the things you would expect from an MBA, these programs are targeted for the working professional. So the average student's about 38 years old, about 14 years of work experience, and nearly 9 years of management experience. So these are for people that are fully employed, looking to find a way to increase their business acumen and their skill set.
And are they looking for work in a particular place, like tech companies would come to mind, or is it much broader than that?
Much broader, although ironically, we do see a lot of people coming to these programs from the tech sector, but certainly healthcare, pharmaceuticals, biotech as well, and a variety of other industries, everything from manufacturing to the nonprofit sector. And frankly, we see a lot of entrepreneurs coming back to these executive MBA programs as well.
What about the main differences between the EMBA and the just regular old MBA, or so to speak, the EMBA that we're talking about, or MBA programs?
Yeah, again, that core set of courses, finance, accounting, operations, marketing, would be the same, right? An MBA is an MBA. The difference is it's that peer group that you're in the classroom with. So while you certainly will be learning from a faculty member that's facilitating and presenting the theory, what's great about an executive MBA audience, because they are folks with a lot more work experience, you're learning from their wealth of work experience as well. So you're learning about business cases, and you can apply them to the real world through the experience base of your peers, which is something pretty unique.
Something that I'm acquainted with, because I have a sister, the person she's married to would necessarily be my brother-in-law. I can kind of help you through the math there. And he works for himself from home. Is this program something that is kind of something that would be beneficial to those type of people? Or are we talking about people who would be working with other groups of people?
No, certainly, Randy, it's for those employed by others, you know, large companies, small companies. But we see lots of self-employed individuals, whether it's a sole proprietor or someone that's just, you know, launched their business, or maybe it's an entrepreneur who's seeing their business growing and they want to take it to the next level. One of the things that we hear over and over again from individuals, alumni of these programs, is the value of being in that classroom. On average, these programs are about 20 months with a peer group that has this wealth of experience, and now they can help you to think about your business differently. We hear that over and over, how the frame of reference, the lens through which people see their business and the business world, changes as a result of being involved in an executive MBA program.
And Michael, we've been talking about this program with you for a couple of years now, so even in that short span of time, notice that things like the ever-increasing role of social media has made a difference in how people operate these businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. We see, as you would expect, you know, education's not immune to the influences of social media. And I'm glad you brought up, Randy, how we're seeing some things change. One of the things that we're excited about is, for the first time ever, we have cracked past 31% of the students in the classroom are now women. Certainly, we have a long way to go. The goal is gender parity someday. But we've continue to see year over year more and more women coming to these programs. So we're pretty excited about that fact this year as well.
Michael, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much for the expertise.
Great to talk with you too, Randy.
That's Executive Director of the Executive MBA Council, Michael Desiderio.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.